In CI News this week, judgment on Pastor Clive Johnston's legal case is reserved until early May. Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill has its final day of debate. And a couple offered an abortion for their unborn child with a life-threatening disorder choose life. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 24th of April. I'm Anna Prodan. Pastor Clive Johnston must wait to learn the outcome of his legal case after the judge said he would reserve judgment until next month. The retired pastor is being prosecuted for preaching the gospel during an open-air Sunday service in one of Northern Ireland's controversial abortion safe access zones. Pastor Clive and CI Deputy Director Simon Calvert spoke immediately following the hearing.
Christ, our Jesus, is the most precious thing in the world to us. And that is why we are so keen to talk about him.
This judge is taking the case very seriously. He's listening to both sides very carefully. And he has decided today that he will go away and think about his judgment. And he will hand down a written judgment on Thursday, the 7th of May at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill is set to officially fall as it finishes up its last debate. The legislation had too many issues for it to proceed through the House of Lords before the end of this parliamentary session. But the Institute's head of communications, Angus Saul, urged supporters to keep praying and to continue to advocate for life.
Well, we've known this was coming for some time, but we can't be complacent. We know there are pro-assisted suicide MPs who desperately want this bill, and there will be attempts to bring it back one way or another. And so we need Christians to be praying about it and to be ready to take action as and when that happens. Legalising assisted suicide can never be safe. There will always be a risk that people will feel pressured into taking their own lives. And so instead of legislating for death, our politicians should be doing what they can to improve palliative care so that people made in the image of God are not made to feel worthless at the end of their lives, but are treated with the proper dignity and worth that God has given them.
Universities will be required to protect free speech or face fines of up to £500,000, the Education Secretary has announced. Bridget Phillipson said that in order to tackle dystopian speech restrictions in universities, there will be a new complaints procedure for university staff, external speakers, and non-student members. This will be regulated by the Office for Students and will come into effect in the next academic year. Phillipson stated that free speech in our universities is not a luxury, it is the foundation of intellectual progress. She explained she had spoken to academics about instances of free speech being suppressed that sound more like a dystopian novel than reality. Shadow Education Secretary Laura Trott agreed that free speech in universities is fundamental to academic freedom and welcomed the move, but called it long overdue. And finally, a couple offered an abortion after their unborn child was diagnosed with a life-threatening disorder decided that no matter what lay ahead, they wanted to keep him. Following a 12-week scan and an invasive test, medics told Lauren and Gary their baby had a rare genetic condition associated with neurodevelopmental delay, intellectual impairment, and mobility issues. Mum Lauren was told Mac would never live a full or healthy life and was offered an abortion up to birth, but decided, "I just couldn't do it." She resolved to give him a fighting chance, and Mac is now a healthy 2-month-old. He's such a happy wee baby and always has a smile on his face. He's feeding well, and everyone is confident he's going to continue going from strength to strength. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.